feeling me. I'm gonna start another church. I thought I had a church. Two suns can't shine at the same time. When the S-O-N went up, the S-U-N came down. It got dark. It was midnight at midday. Preach, R.A. Vernon. I'm trying. Can I suggest to all of you, it was midnight at midday. Darkness fell. And from noon to 3, it's pitch black. In Christ. Oh, I feel like preaching this now. Can I preach to myself since won't nobody else help me? Christ is geographically positioned on that cross. Yeah, spikes in his hand, a crown of thorns on his head, and he cried out, my God, Daddy, oh no, not you. Oh no, I can handle Pete. I knew he was going to do it when I met him. Judas, well, we know he the devil, and the 12, the 5,000 people I fed, none of them here. The girl that couldn't see, the guy that couldn't see, I fixed his eyes. He ain't here. Where Lazarus at? He was dead. I brought him back. Where the girl at whose funeral I stopped and turned it into a family reunion? She ain't even here. Where they all at? I knew it. You told me that. But you ain't tell me this part. My God. Daddy. Not. You're going to reject. No. I'm freaking out. Not you. Not you. That's what I saw when I was praying. That's why I asked you to move the cup, because I saw something different than I ever seen. Something was in that cup. Put somebody and say, I got some stuff in my cup. Pray for me. There's some stuff in my cup. You don't know what's in my cup. The Bible says that he cried out, Eli, Eli! Interpreter, why have you abandoned, forsaken? 21st century remix, reject that. All my math majors, be careful, because you'll be able to change your major after today. Because how old is never began? How old is God if he never started? Your mind is too limited in its capacity of comprehension to fully understand how long. What do you do when you never began? Pastor, everybody began. That's because you are limited by the tick-tock of Kronos clock. That's because your baby was born and your great-grandma died. You expected it. She was 98. You knew she was going to die. Your baby was born. People are born. People die. That's because God created time for us. But he's from everlasting to everlasting. He never started. He'll never end. So how old is God? Don't start. You have a nervous breakdown. If you say 1 trillion, billion, trillion, 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 billion, trillion, trillion, billion, trillion, it won't be enough. Don't even trip on it. We walk by faith and not by comprehension. We walk by faith, because that's too deep for anybody. Pastor, make your point. The big point is this. For eons, for eternity, they had been together. They had never been separated. Him, the Holy Spirit, and the Father, all three. They were together when God created man. That's why in Genesis, he said, let us. Who you think the us was? Not the angels. He said in our own image, not the angels. He's talking to the Spirit and the Son. Let us, all three of them, never separated, never apart from each other. And for the first time in forever, the Father looked at him and said, so you gonna do this? You gonna take her mess on you? She was just with a cat last week with her supposed to be saved and single self. You gonna take his stuff on you? That cat that had more women than he can remember. There's a couple kids he didn't raise like he should have. He was young. He didn't go to the word church yet. You gonna do this? You know that ain't her first child. She didn't have some abortions. She didn't done some stuff. You know she do that porn thing now. You know her husband don't know everything about her. You know you gonna take all that? You gonna take Hitler's? You gonna take Hitler's sins? You're going to take the African-American Holocaust, the African-American West African diaspora with 20, 30 million estimated African-Americans. You're going to put all that on you? You're going to take America's sins? You're going to take everybody's sins on you, son?
Yes, Daddy.
You're going to do all this so they can go to heaven? Yes.
Then I can't even look at you.
And he turned his back for the first time in forever. The Godhead split up for you. He turned his back. So everybody in here saying God loves me, but he don't understand what my parents did to me. Jesus told me to tell you, you a lie. He
said, my daddy played me too. My daddy rejected me. My daddy wasn't there for me when I really needed him. My parent, and I only had one, turned his back on me. Psychologists suggest that if mama don't want me, don't nobody want me. If mama or daddy don't want me, don't nobody want me. That's not true, but that's our perception. If parents don't want us, that's not all of you. All of you that had two cold-blooded parents buy my house, pay their bills the rest of their life, and kiss them and call them every day. But most of us who come from context of rejection, you'd be surprised. A cake needs flour, butter, sugar, or it don't work right. Every person in the world needs mama and daddy. That's how we were designed. When either are missing or unhealthy, it impacts us a little. Be the best mama you want to be. He misses daddy. Be the best mama God ever made. He misses daddy some. A lot of single mothers, pastor, pray for him because he a trip and he bad. And I done told him, I said, I'm taking you to pastor. I said, number one, don't call him bad because some of your choices got him acting out. Yeah, I know you mean well, but you don't think he misses daddy? So don't come up to me saying, pastor, get him together. No, maybe I should get you together. Now I'm going to check him. I'm going to teach him how to honor you, but be a grown woman and realize every now and then he misses his daddy. Y'all not feeling me. What happens when parents aren't there and you feel rejection? I tried to use the Bible, but I'm going to have to use B.B. King.
And she could be jiving too. Hey, nobody loves me but my mother. And she could be jiving too. Things you do.
Okay, so back to the Bible. Now, to real deep people that just said, no, he didn't play blues at church. Where somebody say, go on back to your mother's church then. That's why. Go on back to your mother's church and fall asleep. We gonna do some real stuff up in here. To those of you with a narrow, provincial, cognitive appropriation of ministry to a 21st century congregation, please catch this. You need to read Dr. James Cone's Spirituals and the Blues. Spirituals and the Blues. Dr. Cone, black theologian extraordinaire, had to write a paper on this in seminary. I'll never forget it because he talks about the fusing of gospel and blues. That the slaves and children of slaves use both gospel music and blues just to keep their sanity and have a sense of their humanity, their essential humanity. They needed the gospel and blues. C.O. Franklin, Pastor C.O. Franklin, Aretha's daddy, used to go hear B.B. King play on Saturday night, and then Saturday night B.B. King would come sit in his church in the 50s because it was a fusing of blues. Some of you listen to grandma just playing blues, sitting up there with her head back. She's just trying to stay alive, just trying to understand. Look what BB said. BB said, don't nobody love me but my mama, and
she might be jiving too. Come here, couples. Now you understand, baby, why I act so funny when you do the things you do. That's preaching right there. But you gotta see it unless you got a narrow mind. That's blues. Shut up. Listen to me. Here's what BB is saying. BB is saying that I already don't trust people. I hardly trust my mama. And now when you do anything, I don't trust you. If I ain't trust my mama and the chick before you hurt me, you think I'm putting all my trust in you? That's why when you do anything, I start acting funny. Because you ain't the first person I slept with. You ain't the first person I gave everything to. Come here, married couples. It'll help you stay married if you realize that maybe your spouse comes from a context of rejection. So the first thing you need to write down is the root. I got 2 minutes. Y'all tired of me. The root of rejection. The root. What is the root of your rejection? Where did it begin? Pastor, I don't deal with rejection. Cool in the gang. Not your sermon. I'll catch you next week. But to the thousands of you that deal with rejection, what's the root of it? Let me take my clothes off. If I get naked, maybe somebody else can get naked too. Most pastors wouldn't dare tell you their business because they want to look like superstars, like they got it all together. I'm not all of that. And there's some things I tell you. I don't tell you everything. Don't nobody want to know every bad thing about their pastor. That's too much. And trust me, I'm not perfect, but I tell you enough to help you get free. I've told you a million times, my mother and father are the greatest two people I've ever met, but they were young when they had me. I don't blame nothing on them. They were 15, 16, 17. By the time my sisters were born, they weren't but 19. I thank my daddy for fighting to try to come see me. My mama did the best she can, but we live with some of everybody. I said to my mother when I was grown, tripped her out, I said, Mama, I don't remember you ever hugging me. You know what she said, like any mama, oh boy, I hugged you. But I said, something went wrong if I don't remember it. If I don't remember you hugging me, then you didn't quite hug me enough. Now, don't worry, I pay all the bills. She never paid one again. House paid off. I got her. Honor your mother and father. I got my mother. That's my girl. I love her. But I'm simply telling you truth. And my dad, look out for him, whatever I can do. Great people, but I'm just telling you truth. Fast forward. All I ever wanted to be was a pastor. Don't let people hate on your pastor. People see your glory. They don't know your story. This ain't something I got in. I didn't know this church was going to be big. I just wanted 500 members and a car. Now I got 500 kids and children's church. Pray for me. Amen. So I practiced for one thing my whole life. One thing. Preached in the closet. Preached in the car. Read my Bible. Preached in the shower. All my friends would hear me preaching in the projects. The walls were so thin. Preach to everybody these tech. Why you think they all go here now? They know they boy. Didn't even want to go to the prom. My father-in-law said, go on and go to the prom. He was my pastor. I said, I don't want to go to the prom. I'm too saved. He said, it won't hurt you. Go to the prom. Wouldn't even went to the prom. Was scared they was going to call me a hypocrite. That's how much I loved them. I prepared for one thing my whole life. I get this church, give them all I got. Me and that girl doing then what we do now, hugging everybody. If grandma died in Pittsburgh, I'm 28 years old, I would drive the car they gave me down to Pittsburgh. Before the family got to the church, I would be there waiting for the funeral, trying to be the best pastor I could, driving the different states, giving them all I got. And one day I get to church and the doors are locked. We don't want you no more. And give us the car back. And took my son's car seat out. It's raining. I'm thinking my life over. I only practiced to be one thing, a pastor, and not and failed at that. Couple that with the rejection of my parents. Now here's some more rejection. Now go ahead and start this big old church and pay people more than their education or experience. They deserve to get paid. Take them out of town. Try to be the best boss God ever made. Medical, salaries out the roof. Trying to love people. Dog me and leave me. And talk about me as they go. And I gave them everything. There's more rejection. If you're not careful, rejection. Then I get married. Lady Vernon's laying there. I'm laying up under her like a woman. Not realizing I'm looking for my mother. So whenever we argue, you're going to leave me too, huh? I'm going to see my mom. Why you got to go over there? First 2-3 years of marriage. Why you got to go over your mother's house? Where you going? So you don't want me, huh? She ain't did nothing. But because I got rejection. So you need to write this down. The infection of rejection. Because if you don't deal with the root of rejection, then you'll deal with the ravages of rejection. It's on the screen, the ravages of rejection. Bishop Joy did a series, like 50 parts. You should go down to the house of the Lord and get the ravages of rejection, where he deals with everybody in the Bible that felt rejected. I'm out of time and y'all tired of me. All I'm saying is you can't deal with it until you diagnose it. So now you know why your husband, or some of you young brothers, Pastor, I be having fine women, but I cheat on them. Have you ever thought about, you be thinking, let me reject her before she reject me. I'm starting to like her, so let me do something stupid. That's some of the guys you dated, but you, do you think they had diagnosed themselves? They ain't come to a church like this and get no real word, so the brother don't know why he acts stupid. She don't know why she complain all the time and fuss and never happy and give me some more of this. And where you going? Rejection. The guy before you took a lot out of her. And so that's why you got to be careful, because not only if you're rejected, you're fooling around and infect everybody around you with it. And the kids would be like, mama always sad. Mama, even the dogs see you. Dog don't even watch TV with you. This so good. Not only is there the infection, I gotta go, I got another service, but you gotta be careful with the inflection of rejection. You will inflect the deflection of rejection. You will deflect your rejection on other people. I've been saying this all day. I don't fuss hardly ever. I don't think I complain ever. Y'all tell me if I do, but I'm gonna complain a little bit today. You'd be surprised how many members be mad at me and Lady Vernon, and they're like, Pastor, I'm mad at you. And what's your name? Y'all got to catch this. You'd be surprised how many people be more angry at me than their own father. Madder at me, leave our church because I didn't say hi once, but stay with a man that beat her 10 years. Pastor, I'm leaving the church because you hurt me. But your husband hurts you every week. You ain't left him. Oh! When people are rejected... So I'm on my way to Akron. I got 1,000 people waiting on me. I'm already late. I got to run at the door. So instead of hugging you, I waved at you. Pastor, I just felt like you dogged me. She's rejected already. If she was healthy, it wouldn't hurt her that much. Pastor, I'm stepping away from ministry because don't nobody care about me around here. That's because didn't nobody care about you when you were little. And now you're rejecting that. You're deflecting that on us. So I say one thing to you. You've been mad at me 12 years. 12, 13, 14 years over one thing because you rejected already. Well, Pastor, you can't leave us right there. Heck no. And I got another service. Lean on somebody and say, but thank God there's a correction for rejection. Go ahead. Oh, his name, can we have church, is Jesus. Is there anybody that knows, Pastor, but my mother left me when my mother and father abandoned me. David said, the Lord will take me up. Pastor, how are you doing now? I'm better than I used to be. Ask that girl I'm married to. The more I got in God's word and grief recovery and read and prayed and asked the Holy Spirit to take stuff out of me, I don't need her like I used to. She better stay with me. You better hold on, girl. God, I wish I had. Is there anybody here? Lean on your spouse and say, I love you, but I'll live. Go ahead. Is there anybody here that know God will take rejection out of you and put the hope of good? Y'all looking at me crazy. I wish I had 50 people in this church that would go to praising God that you've been through some stuff. You should have lost your mind. Some people walked away, but you're still here. You're better than you used to be. You're healthier. Why? Because Christ, the hope of glory, has filled you up with his Holy Spirit. You took your classes. You're reading your Bible. You're coming to church, and God is changing you and rearranging you. Push somebody, say, he's making me better. Go ahead. I'm finished. I don't feel no hoop or no holler. This is too critical. Pastor, give us something more pragmatic to go home with. Sure, I will. You deal with rejection? Here's a couple of things you got to do. Number one, put it on the screens. I want you to see this because, number one, if you must commit to the spiritual disciplines of daily devotion and an ongoing commitment to Christ. Look at Pastor, the spiritual disciplines of a daily devotion. In other words, you got to get in your word every morning. cut your, here's a rule. Don't cut your phone on in no time. Don't ever cut your phone on in the morning until you spend some time with the Lord. Here's what I found out. Whatever I preached about that you struggle with, low self-esteem, anger, women, porn, nasty, single, lonely, trust me, the further you get away from God, you'll drift back into what you struggle with. You miss one Sunday, you'll miss two. Then you'll miss a month. Haven't been to Bible study, some of you, all year. Come on Sunday, that's all. That's not enough word. So pray every morning, read every morning. But then secondly, write this down. Get in one of our life groups. What church offers this stuff? Tell me. I'll never take you for granted, but do me a favor. Don't take me or us for granted either, and some of you do. If I ever take you for granted, forgive me, because I try to tell you I love you more than any pastor I know. I say words like love and thank you for feeding my family, because I want you to always feel loved and honored by me. But you need to return the favor and realize that your church is offering stuff most churches don't. If you got mama stuff, don't think your husband not paying for that. Do you want to be a good wife to that man? Because he's going to leave you. If he's not in Christ and you're not in Christ, one of y'all going to leave. You're going to run him away from you, and somebody else going to have him. I've been doing this a long time. Somebody else going to have her if you don't get healthy. That's called life. Healing the mother's wound, grief recovery. Brothers that watch porn, that's mad at your father, take it out on ministry people, take it out on me, just always got issues. Go to Man Cave. Go to Save People. And here's what's good. It's offered at all the campuses. And I got some members that come to the main campus that haven't been here in 5 or 6 weeks because their class is offered downtown. So they going downtown and watching the word downtown. And plus they get to see another campus for a few weeks. So whatever campus is offered at, if we run out of space, hundreds of people, about 1,000 people coming to finance class this weekend. Thousands, hundreds are getting in our class. Would you clap for your church, everybody? Come on. I gotta go. But stand on your feet. Don't walk. Don't walk. Stand on your feet. Hurry up. I'm finna pray. Don't walk. If it's not an emergency, even in the overflow, if you love God and love me, don't walk. I want you to lay your hands on yourself right now. I'm concluding this series. It's out there right now for $25. Should be $100. Do the math. $25. You can get everything I preached on. I'm feeling some kind of way. The line was crazy last night. Go out there right now. We're not ghetto. It's already ready for you. They're going to stick today's message in there, and the rest of them are done. The cover is done. Let your sons watch it. Let your wife watch it. Your depressed husband, your depressed children, your wife, anybody with low self-esteem, get it now. Lay your hands on yourself. Let's conclude this series with the power of the Holy Spirit. Come on. Lay your hands on yourself and say, I pray right now. I said, say it loud, I pray right now that I'm delivered from negative emotions, low self-esteem, be gone, anxiety, depression, anger, filth, be gone now. I'm healed in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, fill me up with the fruits of the Spirit. Love. I said, put your hands on yourself. Love, joy, peace, patience, self-control. Fill me up right now. I'm better now. I'm better now. I'm better now. I'm filled with the Spirit. Negative past, be gone now. Say it loud. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that something's changing.
Lord, who is that at my door? Who is that? Oh, look a here. Look a here. I mean, oh, my people.
Girl, you sure to sing it.
Oh, my people. God is good now. God is good.
Speaking of church.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
It was awesome.
Honey, we had some church up in there today. You know, I mean some good old church.
Carry that over.
Yeah. Some carryover church. See, we need to continue that.
Oh, yeah. We ain't got no music, though.
Girl, we don't need no music. No. See, I remember a long time. time ago when I was a little girl going in the churches, those old country churches. Baby, and when I was traveling with my daddy with the quartet group, baby, we didn't need no music. No, we had a good time praising the Lord. You know what I'm talking about? Y'all ready? Old songs, baby. You ready? You ready? Have you tried Jesus?
He's all right.
Can't nobody do me like Jesus.